Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You are entering the news vault from KCBS Radio.
Flames and the smoke.
I have a tape recorder here in my hand.
Now nobody would think of doing that.
The newsmen were blocking the door.
It worked for a couple of seconds.
Bringing the sounds of history back to life. Here is your host, Stan Bunger.
Welcome back to the News Vault. And you know, you don't have to be a biblical scholar to have heard that phrase, there's nothing new under the sun. But just for fun, let's go back to Ecclesiastes. In the full phrase, the verse says, what has been will be again, what has been done will be done again, there is nothing new under the sun. We have such an example on this edition of the News Vault. I went back to 1978, found this piece of sound in the KCBS archives. Back then, Los Angeles Mayor Tom Bradley had just signed a landmark rent control law. And in the time-honored tradition of the news peg, in which you use an event from somewhere else to generate the story you're putting on the air or in the paper, KCBS radio reporter George McManus focused on what had become a major Bay Area issue at the time, too, skyrocketing rents. The Rent Squeeze featured interviews with a number of Bay Area political leaders. Listen to this piece from 1978, focusing on rising rents, the controversy over rent control, and see if it doesn't feel a little like today. There's nothing new under the sun.
Last week, Los Angeles approved a rent control measure, and that action could lead to more such moves in other major cities, including San Francisco. Actually, threats of rent strikes are popping up all across America. Tenants, fed up with rising inflation and rising rents, are banding together, in some cases, to boycott rent hikes, which often range far above normal cost of living increases. In just a moment, a report we call the Rent Squeeze. Tenants make up half of California's 22 million people. Of course, the safest way to ensure that your rent won't go up is a lease. Long-term lease, of course, meaning more assurance that your rent won't be arbitrarily raised. But since not all landlords offer a lease, more and more tenants are calling for rent control laws, and Hayward may soon try rent control.
There is a Hayward renter property tax relief ordinance that is being proposed. It has not yet come to the council. At the same time, an initiative petition is being passed that would put on the ballot what they call a rent relief ordinance.
Hayward's Mayor Irene Weinreb. A big problem for families who rent is simply finding a place that will accept their children. Mayor Weinreb says Hayward has been looking into that.
We set up a subcommittee to really look to see if there was a major problem. And there was some preliminary staff work done. And ECHO, which is the fair housing group that was proposing the ordinance, to prevent discrimination in housing against children, did a survey of apartments that were advertised, 52 apartments that were advertised in a limited period of time, and they found that 50% of them would accept children with no restrictions, 31% would accept them with restrictions on either the number of the children or the age of the children, and 19% of the apartments would not accept children.
And in Mountain View, City Councilwoman Judith Moss, in the meantime, is trying to get her fellow members to approve a plan to force landlords there to rent to families with children.
If we make the assumption that parents can control and regulate their children to be normal children with the normal amount of noise and expect parents to manage their children, then parents will, and there will not be significant problems.
Ms. Moss says two-thirds of the housing units in Mountain View are rentals, and she continues about 85% of the apartments discriminate against children. Next year, Mountain View will vote on an initiative rent control ordinance brought about by petition. Mountain View's mayor, Richard Wilmoth.
The city council, by not placing the issue on the ballot ahead of time at their own motion, is effectively opposing any rent control in the city and does not feel that it's in the best interest of the city to have such. It will be on the ballot in April 1980. Because they garnered enough signatures to qualify it for the first municipal election, but not for the next special election. And so the citizens will sort of have to decide after they have seen the voluntary efforts take effect for a year or two, and then decide if they really want rent control at that time.
A number of Mountain View landlords and owners are trying to prevent rent control by voluntarily keeping rents fairly reasonable.
There is a loose coalition of landlords that I would say are being prodded by some of the more active rental activists in the community, and I think we have achieved over 50% participation of the number of units in the community. And also, we're not going to achieve 100% compliance, but I think we've reached a fairly satisfactory solution with probably some exceptions.
Last year, the state Senate was a graveyard for tenant-backed bills that would have required landlords to share their Proposition 13 tax savings with renters. In just a moment, we'll talk about the latest move in Sacramento to help renters. Oakland Assemblyman Tom Bates is proposing a bill that would increase the renter income tax credit from $37 to $300 a year. Bates says homeowners have consistently received tax relief over the years, while renters have been virtually ignored.
In our society, 47% of the people now rent, and it's amazing to find out statistics in the neighborhood of 80% of those people who rent will never own a home. And it's unfortunate, but they'll never be able to come up with a down payment, or they'll never be able to cover the monthly payments unless they get massive government support. Now, my view is that renters deserve and should be entitled to relief.
Critics of rent control say it inhibits free enterprise, but supporters of rent control say that escalating rents in this country, along with higher food prices, are the main reasons for galloping inflation. Rents, food, clothing, and the like go up. They put pressure on union leaders to get increased wages. Then companies have to charge more for their goods and services to meet mounting costs, including the higher cost of labor, partially brought on because the people have trouble paying for essentials like a place to live. But the owner and the landlord are also caught up in the maze by having to pay high taxes, higher construction costs, higher costs of goods and services, higher cost of maintenance, and higher financing charges and insurance rates. Rent control, signed into law last week by Los Angeles Mayor Bradley, allows most apartment landlords in the nation's third largest city to boost rents between 7% and 19% during the next 12 months. That ordinance is the first permanent rent control in that city since World War II. It takes effect May 1st, the day after the expiration of a temporary rent freeze passed last year in the wake of Proposition 13. Next hour, we'll have a look at Berkeley's new rent control ordinance and a report on the rent squeeze in San Francisco. This is George McMenna.
Remember to follow the News Vault from KCBS Radio on social media. On Facebook, we're at News Vault Podcast. On Twitter, find us at News Vault SF. On Instagram, we're at News Vault. Until our next episode, you are leaving the News Vault from KCBS Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.